Chickity
check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Oh, I was totally going Emperor's New Groove. Squeaking.
I knew that, but I was going my own direction because I'm an individual.
I thought we were trying to like be on the same page.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, you'd think after 5 years of doing this podcast, our intros would be a little more smooth.
Why did you do this?
I have an itch.
Oh, I thought you were trying to like telepath, you know?
No, I...
You went like this, trying to be smooth.
Smooth.
Everyone who's listening is like, what's she doing? Well, you know what?
You should watch this on YouTube.
You should be watching the YouTube.
Whose fault is that?
Whose fault is that?
Your own.
No, but you know what, Ash?
Taryn.
One of the things we decided 5 years ago was to make the intros be whatever we felt in the moment.
Rough and raw.
Because I feel like it keeps us on our toes.
Yeah.
And also, like, it's just, it's very us.
It is. It's extremely
us. We don't plan.
This is actually
much.
How we say hi in person.
Literally.
Hey, Ash. Hey, Taryn.
Hey, Tara. Yeah. And usually I walk in just telling you a story of like something that happened on my drive. So that's how it is with friends. You just like pick up. It's not formal.
Yeah, it's not formal at all.
So also, I will apologize for nothing.
Nothing. Nada.
Nada.
None.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have had that experience where we are just less than social, and it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves out thin, especially as social gatherings start to ramp up after the winter. So it's super important to figure out what helps you recharge and what are the things that you need to just be re-energized in that area. And therapy can definitely give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Something therapy is amazing with is helping you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries, how to be able to say no to friends or to parties or events that you actually don't want to go to. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. Sometimes it's just for the everyday person who just isn't that outgoing. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should really give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part, and one of the things that Taryn and I find so important, is that you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. We fully believe that therapy sometimes takes a few tries before you find the right person that you click with. And that click is so imperative. And we love that BetterHelp understands that.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsolicited today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/unsolicited.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you guys a fan of the show? If you are, we have a VIP subscription that you can sign up to get much more of your girls here.
Become a premium subscriber and get access to exclusive episodes, ad-free listening, discounts on merch, and so much more. Plus, it's only $5 a month, which is way cheaper than your everyday latte.
To sign up, just go ahead and go to the show notes and you can click the link.
Also, if you have any stories that you would like us to read on our podcast, this is your moment to shine. Send your emails at, what's the email called, Taryn?
AdviceUnsolicitedPod@gmail.com. It can be funny. It can be sad. It can be deep. It can be light. It can be your story. It can be a friend's. It can be short. It can be long. All shapes and sizes are welcome. So send it in today. Ashley, we were recording Supercast before we came here, and
our premium subscription service where you can get bonus content of Taryn and I. You should subscribe totally.
Keep going, one breath.
That's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so we're recording, and Ashley said something that I feel like we should bring to the full pod too, because I think this is weird what you were saying. Okay. But on top of that, she just was struggling to talk in general.
I'm having a day. My allergies are bad.
Yeah. Mandy, good luck editing that episode because it was rough.
Yes.
I feel like it could be funny one time to just release an unedited
episode. A raw one.
Because like, I think what I love about our podcast specifically, and when I've talked to other podcasters, I don't think it's the same. Like, I don't think it's as common, but our editing is literally just when we like fumble our words to the point where we're like, dear God, let me start over.
Yeah.
And it's usually like it'll be like stutter, 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 a cuss word, and then we like restart.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. But Ash was struggling with her words.
Yeah. I was having a moment.
Yeah. And so then she brought up that she's been told that she says the color pink, that word, wrong, and say it.
That's what I've been told. I say pink,
which like I think that sounds normal. Pink.
Yeah. And then literally me and my sister both got told the same things when we both started our channels. Everyone was like, you say pink, like P-E-E-E-E-E-E-N-K. Pink. And everyone says it's pink.
That is from the devil. And so no one says pink.
I'm probably saying it wrong. Actually, I could find the TikTok. Hold on.
Pink. What color is that? Pink. I don't know why my voice goes there. Mandy and Michaela, can you both say pink in the microphone just so I can hear how you say it?
I don't know. Pink.
What? You just said pink.
Can you say it again?
Pink.
Pink.
I also have been told I say bagel weird.
That's me with, I can't say, I don't say windy, I say Wendy. I'll be like, it's Wendy outside. Okay. And I know that's weird, but it's like, I can't fix my mouth. And then sometimes I'll say all of it instead of all of it. And so my brother's always like, oh, you're British?
Oh, you're British.
Like he like makes fun of me.
I can hear them. All right, here's the TikTok. So anyways, I was told this when I first started my channel, literally almost 10 years ago. Was when I was told this, forgot about it. And then this TikTok started going off. And then my sister showed it to me because we were both told that. So I'm going to play that part of the TikTok where she says it the way that most people, quote unquote, say it.
That's ridiculous.
I love when a girl says pink. Pink. My favorite color is pink. Like my favorite color is pink. No, because this is one of the things.
Okay. First of all, I hate when people are like, ugh. I hate when people say, and then they make it so dramatic because no girl is going, my favorite color is pink. Nobody talks like that unless you're a freaking mouse.
Super exaggerated.
But also, it's pink.
Pink.
It's pink.
It's literally the word ink with a P in front of it.
Pink. And nobody says pank. That's ridiculous. It's an I, not
but
an
evidently
A.
People do. That's the whole thing. Is like, oh, there. Apparently, there are two ways of saying this, and it's very like right or wrong.
Let me just put this to rest, okay? My actual profession is working with preschoolers. I taught preschool for many years. I have a lot of early education experience. One of my classes was how to do art projects with kids that include many colors. I also am around teacher. I work for 5 preschools, okay? I've never in my life heard a child or a teacher talk about the color pink by saying
it's pink. You mean the color pink?
I've never in my life. So I feel like I am an expert and I can say
Y'all are wrong.
Pink. Freak. Now I don't know. Everything I say is
chaos. It's
pink,
all getting squished together.
Pink. Anyways, we should do a poll on that because that would be funny.
Yeah, let's absolutely do a poll.
Maybe any freaking way.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways. I don't even remember what we started talking about and how I got here.
my allergies are really bad and I say the word pink weird. Pink. Oh my God. Taryn and I on our way here, like we have, Taryn and I have this fun ritual where she comes and we'll like go get coffee, get lunch and then make our way over here.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll get content. Sometimes we'll brainstorm stuff like or do some work along the way or we'll
catch up on gossip.
Yes. Today we're eating lunch. We're sitting outside of Jones Cafe and across the street from Jones is probably like six large like pine trees, random trees, like all like squished together in this like pile of trees. The wind came through. And when I say the sky turned yellow.
It was like, you know those.
The sky turned yellow.
The color run where like people throw
powder.
That's what it looked like. Like yes. The air was just pure yellow, which a pine tree?
Apparently.
Aren't there just pine cones? Like, are there flowers in there?
I don't think so, which it had to have been like dusted with some kind of.
I don't know. Something.
Or maybe pine cones offer something. I don't fully understand the science behind all of this. But a gust of wind came through and I made Taryn look. It looked like the trees were just dumping pollen.
Yeah.
Dumping pollen into the air. And it's so funny because we were recording Supercast right before that. And I kept sneezing. And I was just like, I'm so sorry. My allergies are a mess. Like, I don't know what's going on. And then we saw that. And I was like, no freaking wonder. I can't breathe.
Yeah. No,
mouth breathing for like a week. Like extremely.
She already is a mouth breather, but it's extreme mouth breathing.
No, it's like it's always been an issue. But at times like this, like I'm sure Mandy, it must be so annoying editing me because I'm just like trying to breathe. But it's so bad. Like I can't breathe through my nose right now.
Yeah.
And it sounds awful when I'm like editing videos of myself and I'm just
editing.
Like,
yeah. It was funny because like everyone in the restaurant, I freaking covered my mouth and was like holding my breath for dear life because I was like, this will set me into like a coma.
Oh my God.
But everyone stopped talking, was just like watching and like everyone's covering their mouth.
Yeah, just, like, we were just like, oh my God, that is so much pollen. Yeah. Oh yeah. Man, it's tough. It's tough right now.
But me and Ash are finally ready. If you heard last week's episode and the bumble of us literally figuring out on the air,
reporting from K-Earth 101.
Why did I pick that radio station?
I don't know. But K-Earth.
Like, isn't that like the old people, like classic one?
Probably.
Anyways. We figured out that we missed our 5-year anniversary. And K-Love. We said, no.
Oh, K-Earth.
K-Earth 101.
Oh, I don't know.
K-Earth 101.
Oh.
I don't know. Get off my back. I used to listen to her at night. There was someone, I'm pretty sure it's that one. Oh no, K-Earth is the rock one. Maybe it was 103.5. One of them has
Coast 103.5.
Something. Anyways, the lady.
Love songs on the coast.
The lady who would do the, John, Sarah's writing in to say that she's sorry and she thinks she could. I don't know why I used to love listening to this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
like as
emotional.
A teenager, it's it made passionate. No sense, but I'd just be like, forgive him, Sarah.
Also, what a way to like ask for forgiveness.
In the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very public.
I'm going to write it's in for you.
I mean, not that I listen to much, but they're never anonymous. Like they have to give their name in order for that person to understand that it's for them.
And so, you would have to like reach out and be like, turn on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even listen to the radio anymore. No. Only when my phone dies.
No.
Any freaking ways. Me and Ash, we have been doing this podcast for now we can say over five years. We are officially a toddler. We're going into kindergarten.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
We're like wobbling, walking.
We're straight up running. Axel is three. Axel's three.
Oh, shoot.
So we're five.
Oh.
We could be playing Kids. Pop Warner football if we wanted to.
Again, Taryn would know. I would not.
The fact that you just said a five-year-old is wobbling trying to walk is
I don't know.
So crazy to me.
You know, when people are like, what's that thing when people are like, oh, how old's your kid? And they're like,
oh, 27 months.
32 months. You know, and I'm just like, what the hell even is that? Like, I don't even know what that means.
Nobody got time for that.
Is your kid 32?
Like, yeah.
Make it make sense.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ash, how's that social battery doing?
Ugh, it's drained right now.
It's on E.
It's on empty.
We all have had that experience where we are just less than social, and it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves out thin, especially as social gatherings start to ramp up after the winter. So it's super important to figure out what helps you recharge and what are the things that you need to just be re-energized in that area. And therapy can definitely give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Personally, I am more of a shy person. Being outgoing is something I'm capable of doing, but only for short spurts, and I don't have a lot of energy coming back from the social gatherings usually. Something therapy is amazing with is helping you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries, how to be able to say no to friends or to parties or events that you actually don't want to go to. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. Sometimes it's just for the everyday person who just isn't that outgoing. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should really give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part, and one of the things that Taryn and I find so important, is that you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. We fully believe that therapy sometimes takes a few tries before you find the right person that you click with. And that click is so imperative. And we love that BetterHelp understands that.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsolicited today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsolicited.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We wanted to just take a minute to just say how much we are like still obsessed with this. And it's so funny because I don't know what I thought. Like, when we started the podcast, were you like, oh, this is going to be like a forever thing? Or were you just like, ah, let's just see what this is like?
It was a, oh, let's just see what this is like.
Yeah, same.
And let me tell you, I had a vision.
Yeah.
I knew exactly what this podcast was going to be. I knew exactly what it was going to look like. I had planned it out to a T, and it is not at all what I thought it was going to be.
Not at all.
This was supposed to be a comedy.
But it is.
Jokey.
Yeah.
Kind of like the inspiration I had was like growing up when reading magazines, I never actually read it. I would like look at the photos, take inspo for like outfits, and then go to the back section where there was an advice column.
Yeah.
And I loved the advice column.
The drama,
like that, yeah. That was what I would read at the beach with all my girlfriends. They'd all be reading everything and I would just literally flip to the back read the funny, embarrassing stories that happened in the advice column section. And so originally, when I thought of having this podcast, I was like, I want it to be that. I want it to be like girl talk, but also like just us all laughing at how stupid we can all be. And like us responding and reacting and giving our advice on like how we would have reacted in that situation. But it was supposed to be very lighthearted, very jokey, very comedy-esque.
Yeah.
And you guys had a different vision.
Seriously.
For this podcast than mine. Because within like the first 2 months of recording this, we just started getting more serious emails. And at first, Taryn and I were avoiding them.
We fought it, yeah.
We were like, this isn't the air. We are not trying to go this way. Like, we're not trying to, you know, accidentally lead you guys down the wrong road because we gave unexperienced and unprofessional advice.
Fully.
And it was on serious topics. So, like, at the beginning, we were, like, skipping serious stories because we were like, No, that's a lot of pressure. Like, no. But that's all you guys kept sending in. And that's where we're at today. Like, we've ended up taking all kinds of stories. Funny ones, super serious ones, work-related, relationship. Goofy Tearing It Ups, which I love that. That's still, like, one of my favorite segments because originally, again, that's what I thought this was going to be. You guys started pouring your heart and soul into these emails. And, like, Taryn and I couldn't help but, like, react and respond to those. And so that's what ended up with unsolicited advice as it is today.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think one of the things that made us kind of try to avoid going into that is because of the just social climate the way it is right now. Like, everyone's offended by everything or getting canceled by everything. And so a lot of people who are putting out content, you're almost like, okay, how do I avoid like more serious topics? Like, I don't want to get into this or be responsible for this. Like, it's a very scary thing. And I think one of the things me and Ash were like trying to avoid was that. But then we had this moment, and I think it was because the more we did the podcast, the more we genuinely fell in love with you guys. Like, we fell in love with like the community that started to form. So it didn't feel foreign for us to give, you guys always say like we're the big sisters of the internet, but like that's what we kind of stepped into, as I was right. like, okay, if anybody sat me down and was talking to me about this, like, how would I talk to them about it? And there's ways that you can still approach topics without getting into like really serious things or offering very specific type of advice, like quit your job right now and like right. run it and divorce him and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of let ourselves like tiptoe into it. And then now it's to a point where like, we don't even have to question it. Like, in the beginning, it used to be where I'd be like, Ash, like, I don't know, this girl's talking about depression. Like, I don't yeah. know, like, do you feel like we can do it? And we would get like really nervous. And then I think too, me and Ashley have genuinely lived so much freaking life with you guys over the last 5 years. Think about yeah. it.
I was going to say, like, we were scared to talk about depression, but then COVID hit the next year and then we also were depressed. And then it was like, no, we need to talk about this.
Dude, literally.
We like, really need to talk about this.
Between the two of us, there was like mental health stuff. There mm-hmm. was like eating disorders. There was very dark places. There was like family things. There was medical things, like mm-hmm. there was a new relationship, there was like, I mean, it's so much life has been lived to yeah. to where like we genuinely feel like we can like talk and grow with you guys
yeah.
And approach topics in a way that we haven't shied away from, like sharing our hard things too, so right. that you are safe to feel like you can share your stuff. So it's just been really cool how much it goes. And I don't know, someone was asking me the other day, they're like, how long have you been doing a podcast? And I was like, oh my God, like 5 years. And they asked if it's hard or like, oh, is it, does it ever get tiring? And I can genuinely say, like, yes, sometimes I'm tired when I leave recording, but there's not been one day where I'm like dreading doing anything that has to do with podcasts. Like, mm-hmm. I love this, what like we've created. Like, I love it so much. I genuinely enjoy it. And I hope we're here for like 5 more years and beyond. Like, oh my God. I just,
can you
I
imagine being old grandmas having Girl. A podcast talking about
yes,
like
I can.
Our psychopath grandchildren and how lucky we are that they're not our children and we can just give them back to their,
yeah. yeah. And then our husbands die. Rotten.
Yeah.
And then we have to date again in our like 90s and imagine the content. And imagine our curly freaking gray bobs uh-huh. and like our big frame glasses uh-huh. and us just like all wrinkly with arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
We will be the biggest podcast on the internet.
I'll be 87 and still doing my clean girl aesthetic.
I'll be building. Will I be able to do like?
Oh, totally. It might take you longer, but
not with the arthritis.
Well, maybe you can hire someone to
I can do that.
Take the Legos apart.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be my birthday present to you.
Is a Lego assistant.
A Lego Love assistant.
That. So yeah, we asked Mandy to ask us like random questions. So she's going to ask us some questions about the pod and we're going to answer them.
Yeah.
Just so we can, you know, reminisce.
Okay. So first question, what is a story you still think about or that is a story that has like stuck with you?
Ooh.
I know mine.
I think I know yours too.
No, you don't.
I think I do.
What do you think it is?
Wait, should I say it first?
Yeah, you say it first.
To confirm, is it the husband that left the letter?
Yes.
I know, dude.
Oh my God, yes.
You talked about that story so much after.
Oh, I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, I knew that was in
your ears. I still think about it to this day. I can't tell you which episode it was, but one of you guys sent me a DM.
Mm-hmm.
And said that you had a story to share. And it was like a 3-4 part long message DM. And you had said that, or she had said that she had been married. Things were going good. She was like, came home one day from work or whatever. And there was a letter in her garage. And her husband basically said that he had left. And he was going to continue to pay rent for like the next year. So she had time to like find a new place. But he literally left her like through this whole letter. And she was like going through it. Like you could tell in the way she was writing her message to me that she was like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what would have started this.
Well, he like turned his phone off, went into the wilderness and made it seem like it was the spiritual like.
Yes.
Conquest. So it was just like it was such bizarre circumstances.
They were both religious and from religious families. And he had made it seem like this kind of like God's calling him elsewhere kind of thing. And then literally left and like turned off, like Taryn said, turned off his phone. So it was a weird kind of snap in his like normal character for him to just kind of go off. And so we talked about it on the podcast. I ended up messaging her back and forth. And I was like, this is the most insane thing. Like, thanks for sharing. Like, we'll definitely like keep you anonymous, but we'll be putting the story out there. So we did. And then literally she follows up a few days later that he like shows up at church one day while she's there and like wants her back or something like that. And it was the most so chaotic.
And
it was happening in like real time.
Yeah.
So it was like 1 week I had read it. And by the second week that had happened. And it was like, it was just so bizarre. And I think about it regularly.
Yeah. Like, I knew that was going to be yours.
Regularly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, can I share my favorite scary story one?
Yeah, of course.
It was the red car.
Car, in the cornfield. Yep. I knew that was going to be yours too.
Cornfield in Iowa or whatever that was.
You have to know my scary story.
Keyhole.
Yeah. I regularly have nightmares about
that. Little girl in the keyhole.
Yes.
Those two letters, I at night try not to think about.
Yours?
Was
that
more
one,
beautiful.
I was completely entrapped in that. Like, I felt like I was in it. It was just so beautifully written and like the story was crazy.
Totally.
Mine, what messed me up the most is I didn't understand why the keyhole was red until we were reading it live.
Yeah.
And once I realized why, I was like,
full body chill.
I had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Which, well, basically,
it was the same. I didn't put together why it was red either until you were like, do you get why it's red? And then it like hit me and I was just like,
I literally want to throw up right now.
Oh, chills.
If you don't remember, you should go. I don't even know what that episode is
called. Little Girl in the Keyhole is what it's titled.
Yeah. It's absolutely terrifying. I mean, should I explain it or no? Just go listen to it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely not. We cannot ruin that plot twist for you.
My story that I think about all the time and I like have retold in so many like circumstances because I think it's the most bizarre thing ever was actually the story I read on our live show.
Yes.
Of the girl who started dating like head person in their company.
Yes.
And he did like all these very specific things for her. And then one day her boss pulls her in and breaks down and is like, hey, this is super secret, but I think my boyfriend's cheating on me. You might know him. And it was the same guy. Oof. So she's sitting there like, oh my God, he is cheating on you with me. Yeah. And she
processing
starts going
all
over
that in front of someone,
starts going over all of the, like, we did this for Valentine's Day and he had done the exact same thing with the girl. He gave me this ring for Valentine's Day, the exact same thing to the girl. So I think about that all the freaking time because can you imagine that happening?
Oof. And having, what would be hard is having to keep it together. And like not show that person,
you're like,
that it's you.
I'm gonna get fired.
Not only is that a tricky situation, like a work relationship, but to be the other person, the other girl.
And the way he had just so manipulatively convinced both of these women, hey, this can't get out because I'm your superior and it will look bad. You could get fired.
But like, also how smart, because
they were at multiple things together.
Yeah. I don't wanna like compliment him, but like how brilliant to be like, anytime they ask you a question, it's the same answer for both of them.
Dude.
You went to the same hotel. You got the same jewelry as a gift.
Yeah.
You did the same thing for Valentine's Day. So anytime anyone asked you anything, you could say that confidently and not have to wonder which one was which.
Well, and wasn't it in the story like when the boss was telling her like about the ring or whatever, she was like slowly taking it off because she had it on. Like it just was such a movie. And I retell that story all the time because I think it is so bizarre.
Oof.
Yeah, that's mine.
What's crazy and what's so fun about this podcast is I'll forget these stories
And then the second you start telling,
and then the second you mentioned that girl that found out she was the other woman and her boss's love affair, like it all comes flooding back so fast. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about
him.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Next question.
What's your favorite guest you guys have had on?
My brothers. I had so much fun on that episode. And it was just like, my brothers are just like my favorite people in the world. So having them on the podcast and like watching them be like all social and answering these questions, like it was just like so fun for me.
Oh, totally.
But that's like a more like personal one. There's obviously like, there's different levels of where you can answer that question. But yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd probably go, I really enjoyed the OKOP guys. I think they're, because it was such a similar concept, like their pod and our pod, it was so like natural.
Yeah.
Like just going into it. And then their stories were so juicy.
Yeah. Reddit, man.
They were so dramatized. I was living. Like I was like, this is the most insane story.
Yeah.
I can't believe you actually like inserted yourself and like told this person it wasn't your business.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Like I was so flabbergasted by the audacity of some of these people.
Yeah, that was a fun
and
episode.
They also just brought like a great like energy to the pod that I really enjoyed.
I think I fangirled the most over Bob Saget though.
Same.
Definitely.
That was weird. Yeah.
R.A.P.
And last question. You guys are giving all the advice to everybody listening, but what is something you guys have learned since starting the podcast?
Ooh.
Oh my God, that is so good. I feel like what I've learned in like the most generalized synopsis of this podcast, I feel like I've learned that we are literally all out here just trying our best.
Yeah.
I don't think I was ever a really judgy person, but I'm definitely not now. Like everyone has baggage. Everyone is going through something. And sometimes that leads you down like very gray, sticky situations.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that you're a malicious or bad person. Like it just means like, unfortunately, you ended up there. And all of us are really just trying our best to live, you know, our best lives. And sometimes we're in a really smooth few chapters, and sometimes we're in some really sticky chapters, but like that's life, and we're out here all just trying our best. And I feel like that has inadvertently taught me to be like more gentle with myself whenever I'm going through something. Just be like, oh, okay, well, this is where we're at, and like we're just gonna go to bed and try again tomorrow, you know? Like, and I feel like that has really like kind of like united me towards like everyone else in my life, of just being like, you know what?
Yeah, we're all trying our best.
You could tell me you did the craziest thing, and it wouldn't shock me as much now because I'm just like, yeah, that's life. Sometimes we end up there.
Yep.
And that's unfortunate, but
yeah,
we'll get through it, you know?
I just put my mouth to the mic to clear my throat instead of backing up, which is usually what I do.
Rookie mistake.
I know. Who am I? 5 years.
Like you've been here for 1 year, not five.
Honestly, I was going to say something very similar of it's really opened my eyes to just look at everything and like really like consider that there could.
Again, it's like you've been here for 1 year, not five.
R2-D2 just wanted
turn your
to
phone
say
off.
Hi. I think, you know, when we look at everyone who writes in, we're on your side for the most part. Like, even if we have to give advice that we know you probably don't want to hear, like, we're thinking about you and, like, out of love.
Your best possible outcome.
Best possible outcome. But if you were to search through the archive of our podcast, I guarantee there's two stories that would match up of one writing from one side and the other writing from the other.
Uh-huh.
And it really just goes to show, like, people, like you were saying, like everybody has what they're doing, like they're going through something. They're behaving the way they are because of past hurt. They're behaving the way they are because of something else going on. And so I think for me, yeah, like it's really taught me that like we all, there's reasons why people act the way that they do. Mm-hmm. And I think as humans, if we took a second just to try to like, Even though we're furious and we don't agree with what someone's doing, if we took a second to just try to like open up and listen to what they're saying before we jump down their throats about stuff, I just think like the world would be so much more peaceful.
Totally.
And then on a more personal note, I genuinely, and I feel like you'll agree with this, this podcast has made me so much more confident in myself because, one, the fact that there are so many of you that come back week after week because you genuinely care about us and, like, you want to hear what we have to say, like, that's very, I feel very honored mm-hmm. by that. But also, like, every time I've shared something that I'm going through or I've shared a piece of me that I've for years have hidden or been ashamed of, like growing up, like when I've shared some like really deep, hard things, the amount of people that write in to like encourage me or to tell me like, you're not alone, I struggle with that. Like, it's made me just feel so much more confident as a person. I'm much more gentle with myself as a person because I would be gentle with you, like mm-hmm. about stuff. Yeah. Like when I'm sitting here giving advice for something that I also struggle with, but I'm so mean to myself. But when I'm giving advice, I'm like, be gentle. Like yeah. you've got this. Like, it's really just taught me so much about myself, even though this podcast, like we try to focus on you guys. Like, it's just, I feel like I'm a better person because of this podcast. I agree. Genuinely feel that.
I completely agree. Yeah. It has been a wild few, and by few I mean 5 years, and we've grown so much with you guys, and we're just so grateful for the community that we have, and that's literally all because of you guys.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for continuing to support this podcast, for sending in stories, and for supporting Taryn and I.
It literally is our podcast. It's not just me and Ash. Like, you guys are so much a part of the foundation. Like, it's your stories, it's your interaction.
We're not just sitting here gabbing.
Yeah,
like, we're telling your stories. So like, you're the other third.
Yeah.
You know,
you're
so
our third wheel.
Yeah. It really is like a whole team effort here.
Yeah.
And we so appreciate you guys, and the safe place that you guys have created.
Yeah,
it's
crazy
wild.
Because like, so many of you write in and you're either like, oh, I just found your podcast, but I'm all caught up. Or you're like, oh, I've been here since day one. So like, we genuinely have been doing this together. Like,
yeah.
Our 5-year anniversary is your 5-year anniversary.
Yeah.
So
happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, y'all.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, well, to go into the tearing it up section, I feel like it's fitting for me, the namesake, to share a tearing it up with you. If you've been watching on YouTube, I'm sure you're like, what is wrong with Taryn's hand? And I'm not trying to be dramatic and like hold it up a lot, but I can feel my heartbeat in it. So I'm trying to just keep it elevated. So yeah. I'm not being drama, I promise. I'm sure you've seen on my socials because I posted on TikTok and Instagram. I had an incident with a knife. And I just thought I'd, you know, share the story.
Yeah.
Because it was, I did feel like it very much was like tearing it up. Like it was like, of course this would happen to me.
Yeah.
I cooked a full meal. And I was super excited because I got new knives. And what's funny is I was being an actual child while I was cooking the meal. Like, I was playing with the knife. Like, the way I was slicing through the chicken, I was just like, whoa. And I was, like, so excited. I would hold up a carrot and then, like, ninja karate chop it with the knife. Yeah. And, like, it would just chop straight through. And I was, like, tripping out because I've never owned good knives.
Yeah.
So the whole time I'm playing around, nothing happens, right?
Right.
But later that night, I went to wash the knife and my hand was really, both hands are really wet. I was holding the knife in my left hand and I did like a stroke down with like the brush. And then while my hand was down, I dropped the knife and I felt it just go and like stop at my bone. Like I felt it like go into my finger all the way to my bone and fall into the sink. And so it's weird because I feel like injuries like that, it's not that it hurts right away.
No.
Because I think your adrenaline starts going. Like my heart was pumping. It hadn't even started bleeding yet. So I put it under cold water, got a paper towel, wrapped it, held my finger super tight, and then just went and sat on the couch because I felt like I was going to pass out. Sat on the couch with my hand above my head for like 2 minutes and I just kept going, crap, 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 crap. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like I couldn't stop just like being like, oh crap, like I knew it was bad. So after a few minutes, I go back to the sink and this was like the first time I was gonna look at it. So I like take it off and that's when it was just like gushing.
Yeah.
So I just kept holding it until I got the bleeding to kind of chill. And I'm like looking at it. And what's crazy about the cut is from certain angles, it doesn't look that crazy.
Because it's like a diagonal.
It's like, yeah, it's like at an angle. So I'm like looking at it, but then I would turn my finger and I'm like, like, I don't think this is good. And so I FaceTime my parents. My dad's like, it's probably fine. Just like put a Band-Aid. He's like, why don't you send us pictures? So I sent him photos and then he said the same thing. He was like, I was scrolling through. I'm like, okay, it doesn't look bad. And then he saw a certain angle and he was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So my parents tell me to go to the ER because it was 11 o'clock at night. So nothing's open except ER. And we walk in. I got sent into triage right away. Mm-hmm. I think because it was like a cut and whatever. And the triage guy was like, hey, because I was like, hey, can I just throw a Band-Aid on and be fine? And he was like, you know what? He's like, you need to stay. Like, you need to get a tetanus shot. And we've got it. Like, that's really deep. Like, I'm telling you right now, you cut through a ton of nerves and like whatever. Mm-hmm. He's like, you need to like get it treated. And he was like, but don't worry. I'll talk to the head guy and see if they can just not even put you in a room, but just bring you in and try to like bandage you up real fast. And I was like, oh, okay. So that was where it went wrong, because if I would have known what was to come, I would have just left.
Yeah.
And like slept it off, gone to urgent care in the morning. But it made it seem like, oh, it'll be any minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when you're in those situations, you're like, well, I've already been here 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, now I've already been here 3 hours. Like, you just keep going because you're like, well, now I feel stupid. Like, there's no way I waited in this room for 4 hours and I'm going to leave now. Yeah. It was like that.
Yeah. I'm in it now.
We got to 9 hours. 9 hours. sitting there. And let me just tell you, it's you're in a time vacuum.
Right. Yeah.
Like you want to die because you know you like live there now, but also you're like, how is it another hour? Like it's weird.
Yeah.
And then you're terrified the whole time because weird people are coming in. Like the cops are just carting people in handcuffed that are like screaming and freaking out. No joke. This guy came in and said, I'm having a heart attack. And she said, okay, here's this form. Have a seat. By the way, the wait is 5 hours. I was like, he sat next to me and I could not stop staring at his chest to make sure he was breathing. Cause right. I was like,
are you okay?
They were like, have you had one before? And he was like, yeah. So I'm like, he knows he's having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Like, there literally were people in wheelchairs that looked like they were dying. There's family members crying because they're like, we've been here for 6 hours. Like, can we get her in? Like, there's children. Like, it was just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
There was a guy that came in that had a gun, and he had to get it checked in the back, and he lost the key. Just lost the key. And he wanted his gun back, and they're like, where's your key?
You have one job.
It was pure chaos. So it was like very entertaining in a scary way.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got in. I talked my way out of getting stitches because they were just like, I was like, look, I've been here for 8 hours. It hasn't split back open.
Right. Yeah.
And it was so swollen. I was like, I need to go home. So like, can we just glue it? They were like, that's fine, but you have to be in a brace because that's not going to heal on its own. Like you can't bend your finger. I was like, that's fine. So that's why I look the way that I look. I have to wear a brace for like a week. It's not been fun. It took me out for like 2 days. And
yeah.
I felt very humbled by the fact that my pinky finger made me feel the way that I did. But I'm feeling better. But it was definitely like the whole night I was just like, what is my life?
Right.
What is happening? And me and my mom were so slap happy by the end. It was just like,
it's like dumb.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. So I had no idea that that's how you cut your finger.
Yes, dude.
That's exactly how I cut my finger.
Washing?
I moved into my townhouse first night, make dinner for Jackson and Alicia with my new knives that I just got from Costco, cooked a whole meal with them, went to wash them, split my finger open.
Dude, yes. That's
with the
how
brush,
Ryan did.
Literally with the brush. I did the down, you're supposed to go down and like away, and I still slipped my finger somehow, and I dropped my knife, and I look at my thumb or my finger, and I was just like,
help.
And then Jackson comes over, and he's like, oh my God. And I was just like, I don't think it's that bad. And then he was the same. It was like a weird angle. They wanted stitches. I said, it's just glue it.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
No, yeah, it was.
Are
it
we
was
the
nuts.
Same person?
But also it was so funny because I don't know if you felt this way, but because I saw how simple that knife just like cut through a carrot, when I felt it go in and like stop, I was like, I think I just chopped my whole finger off.
Right.
I genuinely was like,
right, there it is.
This is like my brain went to, this is not good.
Right.
Just be prepared.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was nuts. But anyways, Cuisinart knives, y'all. They are
legit.
Where'd
you get them from?
I got mine from Target. They were like this really cool set. They're all different, like really bright colors.
Oh,
so
that's
the one
so you.
The one I was using is like this bright, like green color, and it's probably like that big.
Yeah.
And I was literally thriving the whole time I was cutting, and I'm like cutting through chicken breast like it's a stick of butter.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is like game changing.
Yeah.
And now I'm like gonna be terrified every time I use one. So
mine was a brand new Costco set, like a
nice.
Japanese brand
nice.
From Costco. Mr. Miyashin got them for Alicia is what we use at the house. And I was like, I need those. They're so nice.
Yeah.
Got them.
But don't you think, like, I'm like, I had to have had a close call like that with a knife before.
Sure.
So it just shows the difference because that if I would have dropped the knives that I usually use, I guarantee I would have a paper cut.
Like I use Alicia's knives for years now.
Yeah.
I've used them for years. I wash them every day.
Yeah.
And then I buy my own set. And day one.
It's like christening.
Day one. Yeah. Chopped my finger. I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Someone commented on my thing that apparently there's this like wives tale that you have to, when you buy knives, you have to like pay the person that the knives can, something weird, or it's like bad luck and you'll get cut by them or something.
Mm.
So I was just like dying because I'm like, so who do I gotta send
who do
money
I gotta pay?
To Cuisinart? Like not just Target. Like I gotta be like, Cuisinart, let me Venmo you.
Yeah. Hey, what's your Venmo?
Yeah, yeah. rough stuff. But anyways, that's my...
Be safe out there, guys.
My turn it up. Wash your knives carefully and slowly.
Wash your knives carefully. Also, that's why you're supposed to wear gloves while you wash dishes. And
I didn't know that.
Like, I mean, it's not why, but it's also why.
It's like safe practice.
Yeah. It's like keep your hands healthy and protected. Anyways, a turn it up from our Queen Taryn.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Well, let's go ahead and get into my story for today. This one is pretty much directed at Taryn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Today's episode is titled, We Love Taryn. It's all about Taryn.
Bumble Diaries, a girlfriend supportive moment. You're being supported.
Oh, I'm being supported.
I think so.
Oh.
By a friend who's also a girl who's also on Bumble.
Like a friend I know or like a UA friend?
A UA friend.
Okay. So, I mean, same thing.
Same thing.
Just, yeah.
They write, Hi, girls. I'm just listening to episode 265, and I just want to tell Taryn that I'm sorry that Bumble conversation turned so weird, but I'm also so relieved because a similar thing has happened to me before.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Honestly, thank God.
The point of this email is that I would like a girlfriend supportive moment where I can say, guys are weird.
Yeah.
The fact that something like that happened to Taryn, she adds in parentheses, as amazing as she is, proves to me that there is nothing wrong with us. Because we are amazing girls.
Yeah, we are.
But that there's something effed up happening with guys. So I want to share my story, mainly to vent, but also to show that these things happen in any country with any person all the time.
No, I love this because my friends make me feel like I'm alone because they're like, have these cute little exchanges with guys. And I'm like, would be nice.
No, it is wild.
Wild.
The difference. Between like mine and Taryn's online dating conversations.
No, it's night and day.
We could say the exact same thing. It could be completely pure and innocent, like very chill conversation. I'll receive a response. She'll receive a dick pic. Yeah. I'm so serious. It is so weird.
Yeah.
And it's so unwarranted. And it wasn't nothing about what she said.
No.
Asked for that.
No.
And so I think it is very important that Taryn hears that you are not the only one out there.
Yeah.
Clearly this is happening to other people too. So that's the point of this story. And we can all just kind of like,
yeah,
enjoy this.
Wow.
They write, I was giving my try on Bumble and I swiped right to a guy named Nano. In parentheses, she adds, I guess his name is Fernando because the nickname for the Fernandos is Nando. You can say his name if you want. I don't really care about keeping his name anonymous. I liked his profile. He seemed cool and cute.
Mm.
Also, another reason I swiped right was that he had on his profile that he was looking for a relationship. Cool, I thought, so I swiped. Then there was the match notification, so I went on and sent him the following message. Quote, Hi, Nano. How are you? To which he answered, Julianne, what are your Sunday priorities? And then, colon, eat, exercise, or nap with sex?
I hate all mankind. You are the worst.
She literally says, hi. First sentence, she says hi. And all he has to do immediately takes it down a different road.
Girl. I feel you. I feel you.
So the first thing that annoyed me was that the douche didn't even make the small effort to say hello back. He said, Julianne. She said, Hi, Nano. How are you? And he said, Julianne, what are your Sunday priorities? Eat, exercise, or nap with sex. No hello.
No, yeah.
No, how are you?
Yeah.
No, like, oh, my God, like. Hey, beautiful. Like, it didn't have to be a elaborate hello. It could have just been like a hey, cutie.
What did she say?
She said, Hi, Nano! Exclamation point. How are you?
He didn't even answer her question.
No.
Yeah.
No hi or hello of
response,
any kind.
And nothing.
Didn't even respond to her question. She just immediately was like, sex.
Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah, she writes, the first thing that annoyed me was that the douche didn't even make a small effort to say hello back. First red flag, he lacks manners. Maybe I'm overanalyzing this, but I want to make fun of the situation. The second thing that annoyed me is that he answered with that message. At least I think he would have tried waiting for, I don't know, 3 messages back and forth before asking that. Third thing, I didn't ask for it. I just said, hi, how are you? The most basic, polite thing to say. Also, I had shown on my profile my interest in having a relationship.
See, that's the thing that bothers me is if I had on my profile anything that was like an inching towards that. So like
here to have fun.
Something casual.
Yeah.
Just looking for like a fun time, winky face.
Yeah.
Or super sexual photos.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like stuff that like, it's like if I'm leading you and I can see in the conversation, I could see how you took that way.
There's profiles.
Then honestly, I don't mind it as much because it's like,
you knew
all
what you were
have.
Yeah.
Is, you know, like if I see a guy's profile and he's really hot, but he says, I don't want anything casual. I just want to have fun. If I choose to go into a conversation
anything serious.
And he says something whack, then I'm like, that's my fault because I knew what I was going into.
Yeah,
but it's
clear.
When they're like, I want a relationship, God first. And you're like, how's your grandma? And they're like, oh, I'm explicit. Like, that's where I'm like, I had no warning. I did not ask for this.
Yeah.
Like, what is your problem?
Yeah. Well, it's so funny because it's like Taryn said, like there's so many profiles out there that just scream like here to have fun.
Yeah.
And there's profiles out there that scream here for like a serious relationship. And it's the serious relationship
it
ones
always is
that throw you off every time because it's like they play that they're wanting the like wifey material. But then like they come off with a response like that. And I'm like, no. So you're just trying to like hook up.
Yeah.
Essentially. And you're playing at this whole like trying to have a serious relationship thing. Because that's clearly not what you're here for.
I have a theory that those guys specifically are looking for. They want the innocent girl that they can like corrupt. Like they
that's
want.
Their thing.
Yeah. They want the innocent virgin sacrifice on the full moon.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
And so that's the only thing I can think of is like, I mean, I talk about Legos, I talk about Star Wars. It's like me smiling. Like
we did
I
a
just,
full debrief on Taryn's profile. All of her pictures are completely clean. Like they're, it's just not being provocative.
No,
there's not, her ass isn't hanging out. Her titties aren't like being shown. Like it's very clean. So it's
makes
extremely confusing
no
how
sense.
This keeps happening because it's like everything she says is like super pure, like innocent, not fishing for that. None of her photos are fishing for that. So tell me where
and
people are
all
getting
my
this.
Preferences are on.
Yeah.
So and I'll have this guy that's like a worship leader looking for marriage. And then like 2 seconds into talking to him, he's asking me if I'm into BDSM. And I'm like, sir. Where? Like,
also, what church do you lead at?
Yeah. I'm like, I would like to report you. Yeah.
Just a note. Just a note.
It's the most bizarre thing, but you're right.
But it's hard finding those BDSM girlies in church.
I guess. He's like, she likes Star Wars. So maybe that's it. Maybe it's the Star Wars factor. I need to do some research.
I'm
because I need to. Yeah. But yeah. Oh, my God. I feel for you, girl. I feel for you.
Yeah. She continues. That she just has to add that Nano wasn't handsome in any way to have the audacity to ask for sex on the first message. Like,
yeah,
I and to a point, like she's kind of right. Like, it's like you better be some like Tom Ford model
to just expect like you'll fall for me.
To assume that someone would like want that right off the bat, you know, like you better be gorgeous, you better like just like radiate sexual manly model for girls to just fall over
and
for
do
you
whatever
with one little thing
also,
like that.
This is what is mind-blowing because okay, so I just connected with this guy and I actually love our conversation so far, and so I'm a little bummed if like I feel like I'm currently being ghosted, but we're talking about New Girl because you have to have a prompt now for Bumble and it's so annoying, but my prompt is if you could be a character in a TV show, who would you be? Because I feel like that when they do answer the prompt, it's very like telling.
Yes, yes.
So his answer was like so funny. I can't remember what it was, but then he was like, what about you? Which if I could clap without being in severe pain, I would clap. Because I'm telling you, the amount of men on those apps that don't know how to do a follow-up question, yeah. they just answer your question and then stop. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I'm like nobody...
Have you ever talked to a person ever?
Yeah. Like, nobody talked to you as a child? Like,
conversation.
What the heck?
Answer. Give a follow-up
Literally.
Question.
Literally.
They answer. Give a follow-up
Even
question.
Even my nephew can do that. But... So we're going back and forth. He's really funny. Like, and I could tell he thinks I'm funny. So, like, we're just vibing.
Yeah.
And he asked me about my character, and I said I would be Nick Miller from New Girl, which I think is, like, a very accurate answer, but also I think it's, like, a funny answer because, like, the fact that I'm saying I'm, like, the awkward guy from New Girl, you know? And so then he was like, I've never seen New Girl. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot wait to, like, force you and then also, like, live through you while you experience this for the first time. And so then he was like, oh my gosh, let's live stream it and make millions. And so, like, we're just, like, joking, right? Yeah. So then he's like, okay, so, like, when is this marathon happening? He said, when and where is this marathon happening? And I was like, wow, we've gotten through, like, 15 exchanges without anything even, like, hinting at it. Like,
right.
besides him just being like, I had to get your attention somehow. Like, he's very, like, oh, I'm into you, you yeah. know? So then I say, I was like, well, first let's meet up so I can conduct my, and then I put in quotes, like, make sure he's not a serial killer tests.
Yeah.
And if you pass, then we'll plan our marathon. I never heard from him. So I'm like, part of me is like, okay, maybe he's just busy. Maybe he's an actual serial killer. And he was like, oh, shoot.
He goes, oh, shoot.
But then also part of me is like, was he trying to roundabout just be like, I just want to hang out in person at house.
Yeah.
And obviously you're going to make this harder than I want. So I'm just like sitting back and I'm like, oh, so annoying. But it's like you cannot win. Like you say the slightest thing that could be taken in a certain way. And instead of someone like continuing a conversation, like if someone says something weird-ish, I'll continue for a couple minutes just to be like, okay, was that like a one-off or was that a typo?
Yeah.
And then if it still is weird, then I'll stop. But yeah, dude, it's like you literally can't win. And then me, because I have zero faith in men.
Right.
I'm like, you just wanted to like hang out with me in my house. And because I said, no, we have to meet first. Yeah. You're like, all right, I'm out. But I'm like, dang, you actually fooled me. I actually thought you were like cool.
Yeah.
Like had a cool personality.
It's really unfortunate. It's really rough out there.
It's really rough out there.
She continues, I didn't answer Nano at the moment. I just decided to close my Bumble account as I realized I don't want to spend more time on dating apps. I do regret not answering something to him just to annoy him for funsies, though. That's the best part. If you happen to read this on the pod, please add your thoughts on what happened with Bumble's Nano. I like the feeling that I can laugh with you guys. By the way, I'm Juliana from Costa Rica. Hi.
Hello.
I have previously sent a story about a Twitter picture of a guy messaging his ex-girlfriend's feet.
Not messaging, massaging. Massaging, because I remember
massaging.
That.
Massaging, yes. So sorry. Yes.
That was the one where like the whole internet was breaking the over whole the internet. Debate.
Yeah, and she had sent in about like what were our thoughts on that.
That was tea. I loved that story.
That was tea, because there's nothing not sexual about massaging.
No, we were like 1,000% on the side of that was weird.
Yeah. And of course, I want to add that I love this podcast and listening to you, as I'm sure many other listeners feel too. You guys are the best online sisters to have.
Aww.
And that is Bumble Diaries from Juliana from Costa Rica.
Girl. I have folders of screenshots of like weird things I've seen.
Yeah.
And I still want to just like start an Instagram account where girls can just send in screenshots of like weird stuff people send.
Should
or
we
like
do a whole segment?
I mean, absolutely.
Like maybe we could start it off with yours to give everyone like an idea of what they could send in. But guys, take this as a sign. If you have like dating app definitely. Scenarios, good ones, bad ones, funny ones, awkward ones, send them all in. Cause
send them in because we want all the things. Like, what's the weirdest thing someone's messaged you on a dating app, or like if you met up with someone like that was like creepy or whatever.
Crazy ghosting experiences.
Yeah.
We want everything. We can share our own stories.
Yeah.
My guy that ghosted me, I don't know. I think he's dead.
I think he's dead too. And I want to go. Can we? I literally beg her so many times that I want to have a sting operation where we just go like park outside his last known address.
It's not that far. We could totally do that.
I asked.
I'm so curious.
Just
I'm
like
so
snacks
curious.
And beanies yeah. and hoodies yeah. and just like
yeah.
Just I just want to see him like walk out
and we
or drive out
and we film it.
Yeah.
And then we'll debrief you guys.
Yes.
For some backstory, I won't go into all the details. We could do that on another episode. But I had been dating a guy for 3 months.
No, like she was dating him.
Dating
like
a guy for 3 months.
He came, met all of us, like mm-hmm. all of her friends. We all went out. Like it was like serious. Like
never
they were
to
like
be heard
dating.
From again. Yeah, it's like, and it's crazy because like ghosting. I know there's different levels of ghosting. But that just blew my mind because I was like, you literally like met my sister and my best friend and like all these people. So.
And wasn't it like he went on a trip?
I don't even remember the like, details at the end. He like went camping, I think, for like a weekend to like get away because he was so busy. He was just so busy. He had a busy life.
Poor baby.
And I was like, you're in school.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and we even tried to give because we were like, okay, mental health is a thing that affects
men
too.
Totally.
So maybe he's just like going through something. Yeah. So we like gave chances.
Yeah.
I love how I'm just inserting myself as if I'm like in the relationship, but I basically am.
Yeah.
And you even followed up with a like, hey, basically I like. I feel like I'm getting ghosted, which is bonkers because like we've been talking for a while. Like
yeah.
I would appreciate just a mere response of like,
which is something
if
that,
you're over it, then let me know.
Which that text is something that you and Alicia helped me write
yeah.
because I'm so bad at being direct like that.
And it was not confrontational. It was very much
yeah.
like, hey, this is weird.
But I needed to know. Like
the vibes
I was going, I was headed downhill. I was in a bad place where I was starting to feel like really down about myself about it. And Taryn was like, I forget exactly what you said, but it was something along the lines of like, let's just figure this out now so that you can like move past it because you don't want to like start going down
no,
that
she
road.
She was like spiraling.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, look, like I feel like I speak guy very well just because I've always had guy friends and my brothers. So I'm like, all right, let's do this in a way where we're just trying to get a response. So mm-hmm. it was very much like, hey, bro, like the vibes are off.
yeah.
Would appreciate just to know, like if you're not in it, like a heads up would be nice.
Yeah.
Like
it's totally fine.
No pressure.
I would love to know.
And he literally did not respond
to that.
He's
which is
such
crazy.
A coward.
I literally like did all the hard work. All he had to say was, I'm so sorry. Like
I'm not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it. And I would have been like, cool. And he never would have had to talk to me again. The conversation could have stopped.
Yeah.
But anyways, we can totally get into like Taryn and I breaking down our own dating experiences
oh, yeah.
online if you guys would like. Let us know in
would
the
love.
Comments. And yeah, let's totally just
let's
end
just
it there.
End it.
I feel
this
like
this was
we,
a great episode.
I mean, talking about our 5 year,
yep.
Taryn's, you know, real life tearing it up here at all times, but like a new fresh one.
Ooh, yes.
As well as Bumble Diaries. Like
yeah.
that was
no, this was a solid
well-rounded episode.
Solid episode. No, never mind. I'll say this one. Okay. Spring is here. I got so excited I wet my plants.
Nice.
Water those plants, y'all.
Water those plants, guys. Spring has sprung.
Oh,
guys.
Shoot.
You already know the drill. If you made it to the dad joke, we love you the mostest. Be mm-hmm. sure to do us a favor and give this podcast 5 stars. Like rate
yes.
it, review it, leave us a pretty message in your review. If you have not sent in a story that you would like some advice on, this is your sign.
Yeah.
To stop what you're doing, write that story and submit it to our email, which is, what is it, Taryn?
AdviceUnsolicitedPod@gmail.com.
That's the one. Also, be sure to check out our premium subscription service with Supercast, where you guys can get bonus content of Taryn and I. We just recorded a scary story today. 2 of them, actually.
Yeah, we did.
The best time to be on our podcast is during October for October series, and we are very aware of that. Probably going to have to start a second podcast one
yeah.
day for that. But we are continuing those scary stories every single month on Supercast. And we just did one today. It was super scary. Speaking of.
Oh, yeah.
Jacob.
We wanted to say, if your name is Jacob and you wrote in a story
and
that
it was,
has to do, I'm just going to say with a sibling. That's
mm-hmm.
all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
You left us hanging so freaking hard.
It was bad.
So if this sounds familiar, Jacob. listen to the Supercast episode, and then you owe us
some explanations.
Email that answers all of the questions that we have at the end of reading your story.
Yeah.
Because holy crap, I'm going to be thinking about that forever because I'm so, you left me at the edge of the cliff.
I was on the edge of my seat and then you just ended.
No, Ashley just like, she's like, blah, 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 Jake. And I was like staring at her like, that is not the end.
Yeah.
That is not the end.
It was crazy. Taryn and I have so many questions. Was it a friendly encounter?
Shh, don't say anything.
What
it'll
do you
ruin
mean?
It'll ruin it. It'll ruin it for those who haven't listened yet.
Well,
because they have to go listen.
You guys need to go listen so that we can like have a full-on discussion
about
this.
About
I need to know,
if
Jacob.
If Jacob writes in, then we can like talk about it.
I can't say Jacob without thinking of Twilight and Bella like screaming for Jacob after she had
Jacob!
Just kissed him. She was like, Jacob! I cannot. That's all I think of. Also, I saw the funniest TikTok because the eclipse was today. I saw the funniest TikTok of like, someone being like me educating my kids on what's about to happen today. And it was just the intro of Eclipse. And I started dying. It was so good. Anyways, that's the end of our episode. Happy 5 years. Congratulations.
Yes.
Happy anniversary. Thanks for making our lives so much better. And we'll talk to you soon.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.